will write your book. I 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 will write your book right now. Listen up.
Cassette tape 21. This is I Will Write Your Book. My name's Will Hines. Look, here's the deal. I'm a ghost author, which means I write books for other people without credit. And what I do is I record my meetings with my clients and then release those recordings so that hardcore fans of the publishing industry can see what things are like behind the scenes. Once again, this is for hardcore fans of the publishing industry only. If you are a medium enthusiast, fan of the publishing industry, or only a casual fan of the publishing industry, or not a fan at all of the publishing industry, please stop listening immediately. This podcast is not for you. With me, as always, is my copy editor, Karen Donahue. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Will.
Hey. Great to see you. Great to see you. How's your tricycle?
It's fine.
Yeah, it's going good, because I know you were getting it refurbished or something. It's like some vintage tricycle, and you were thinking...
Right.
You know, it's like...
It's from 1875.
That's incredible. It's incredible. It's so old.
Yeah, it's really old.
For a tricycle.
Well, you know, it's not all it's cracked up to be being a vintage tricycle owner, I'll tell you right now. Get a lot of...
Yeah, I would think it would be easy.
Got a lot of hipsters. No, it's difficult.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
a lot of
hipsters asking questions.
Oh, God. What a nightmare. Who likes them? Nobody.
No one. No one. Not even I. Nor I.
I do. I gotta say, I'm actually a fan of hipsters. I get the hipster hate, of course. Who wants a pretentious rich kid? But I don't know. They tend to be attractive, thin, fashionable, and I can't. You know what? I have to admit it. I want to impress them, and I wish I was them. They seem to be having a lot of sex with each other, and they do lots of drugs, and they just actually seem to be having a ball. So I got to admit, I love them. I love hipsters. I wish
I
was
it.
One.
Any person who belongs to some kind of group or subgroup or genre. You're infatuated by him, Will.
I'm obsessed with belonging. I love all labels, and I desire them. Good call. That's a good observation on your part, and I'm glad.
I'm sorry, Will. I don't have a lot of time today.
What's the matter?
Well, I started making soaps as a hobby because I needed to unwind and relax, and it really took off. Now it's a huge multi-million-dollar industry. So,
would it be bad... Karen, if I said, go fuck yourself, would that be bad if I said that at this point so early in the podcast? Because, and let me explain myself, you just said you don't like hipsters, and now you're talking about making soaps and selling them, and doesn't that sound like extremely hipstery thing?
Maybe if I said they're artisanal soaps, maybe if
you're
I
right.
said something like that.
You're right, I retract
but they're not.
The
I
go
just started
fuck yourself.
Making
no, no,
soap.
I retract the go fuck yourself, and it's taking off. It's making
a
lot of money.
It's an old hobby, you know. It's an old hobby. It's like
is
making
lie?
Candles,
is
making
there
soaps.
Lie? Is there lye in soaps?
I don't think you're supposed to put lye in them anymore, Will.
That's too bad.
Or that could be a lie.
Oh, boy. Here we go. We're out of the gates early.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm glad it's taken off.
God,
I'm glad you found yet another way to make money. You're just
really
impressed
charming.
With your own
I'm really
pun
charming.
Ability.
I am charming.
You
I'm
don't
charming.
Want to be impressed with yourself, but you are. You liked it.
I might put
it.
That
liked
on
that
the packaging. I might put it on the packaging. I think I'm going to.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
gonna.
No lie in this, and that's no lie. That's
let me
good.
Write that down. You're not getting credit. You're not getting credit
I don't care.
For that.
I don't care. I have no pride. So you don't have a lot of time because you got to get back to selling soap. So, all right, we'll be quick. That's fine.
I just wanted to ask how you were.
I'm 100%, like always. My life is great.
Good. I mean, fake it till you make it, buddy. Fake it till you make it, pal.
I've got half my rent for this month already, so I'm ahead of the game.
Oh, God, it's late in the month.
I got half.
We're more than halfway through the month.
Hey, this is way ahead of where I usually am. I think that other half's going to come through, so I'm feeling all right. This
okay.
morning I did four push-ups, so I'm way ahead of schedule.
You better book this job, Will. That's all I got to say.
I'm going to book it. This is a great client. I'm going to connect her right now. I haven't talked to her too much. I'm excited to see what project she wants. Let me just see if she's there. Hello, are you there? Hello, have we connected you?
Hello? Will?
Yes.
Oh, it's
hello.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you, Will.
Oh, it's so good to meet you.
Heard,
thank you.
I've heard so much about you from Karen.
Oh, you've talked to, you know Karen? That's
hi,
amazing.
Hi, Bubbles.
Hey, Karen. Or oh, hey, girl. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
What's your name again? I'm sorry that we haven't met. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Oh, yeah. I'm Bubbles. I go by Bubbles or Bubs or I'm not really picky.
Okay, well, Bubbles it is. Do you have a last name?
Oh, yes. Bubbles Sparkleton.
Okay. Well, Miss Sparkleton, Bubbles, it's a pleasure to meet you. And you say you know Karen. How do you guys know each other?
Yes. I'm a skier.
I'm a skier. And, you know, I have a chalet.
And I don't know what that is. So me and Karen, we were actually on the same ski lift. And you know, those are long.
Really?
So you get
like the amount of time that you're on them, you think, is quite long?
Yeah.
Very much so, yes. And we just got to talking. And then, you know, we got on as strangers and left as friends.
Amazing. And you guys have stayed in touch, obviously. So I guess.
Bubbles, my chalet is just my house. My house that's you've been to. It's called the chalet. Yeah.
I love learning new things. Thank you, Karen.
Of course, Bubbles. Of course.
Bubbles, I noticed you have a smear of ink across your forehead. Do you see that? I just want to let you know there's some ink smeared on your forehead. Are you having a time of it today?
That's just so when I, after this, I'm going out and it'd probably be really crazy traffic. I just want people to be able to see me in the rear view mirror.
Smart. So just a little when ink you're smear.
It's very dangerous to turn lanes. And when the people, it's just the sun reflection. And then you just see this dark streak across my face.
Smart.
It makes you stand out more.
Smart, thank Bubbles.
You.
Smart.
Thank
smart.
You. Thank
smart.
You.
Smart, Bubbles.
Thank That's- you.
Bubbles, how can we help you today? What kind of book are you interested in? What kind of book do you want written for yourself?
Will.
Yes.
So I've always had this dream, and I think every little girl grows up with this dream of being a princess.
True.
Oh, of course. Of course.
And so I just needed some help figuring out structure, characters, tropes. Mm-hmm. Villains, dragons, a hero. And I just wanted to make myself a princess going through a journey.
Bubbles, could I back up just a moment and ask a couple of sort of more fundamental questions?
Sure.
So you want a book of fiction about a princess, but you are the princess. So it's going to be a princess who's like based on you? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to make like sort of a, I don't know, a Game of Thrones type story or a Lord of the Rings.
Oh, please,
or...
No.
Not that.
I would, you know, when I think about Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones, it feels very dangerous. It feels very...
Yeah, it's dark. It's a little
like
dark.
Like there's consequences. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dark.
So a bit of a softer journey.
Very, yes. I would very much appreciate that. I really want it to be fun, fantastical.
Fun. Great.
And I want people to leave at the end feeling like they got what they came for.
Yep. I just want to tell you right now, this is a book. So when you say leave at the end, you know they're not going to be like watching a movie or a TV show. They're going to be reading a book and then they'll close the book and still be wherever they are when they read the book.
I guess,
you get that, right?
I guess when I read books and I leave at the end, I always leave at the end.
You go on a journey. You go on a mental journey as
right.
you're reading. Will, do you not love books the way that we do?
Maybe I have a different way of loving them.
I am curious. What's the last book you read?
The last book I read was A Journey of Dogs. It's a collection of essays by a 1930s journalist named Charles de Gault. And he just wrote about a series of dogs that he had encountered. And
this
he kind of
really
uses each essay. It is very pretentious. It's a bunch of essays about America, but it uses like dogs as metaphors. Yeah, it's a bit thinky. I kind of go for those dry books sometimes.
Is that really what you read? Or are you just trying
to
impress
journey,
us?
Yeah, A Journey. I'm not trying to impress you guys.
Are you trying to impress us with this
not
book?
Not at all. I read A Journey of Dogs.
It doesn't impress us. It doesn't impress us well. I'll tell you that right
okay,
now.
Okay, how about this? What if the last book I read was... Two TVs and a Pile of Tits, a memoir
Excuse
of a
me?
Washington, D.C. madam.
Oh,
two TVs
I like that.
And a
that
Pile of
good.
Tits, a memoir of a Washington, D.C. madam. Okay, so then that's the last book I read.
Okay, that's great. Okay. Bubbles, you know, I recommended Will to you, and I just want to say he does not represent me in any way, his opinions
and,
or anything.
And Bubbles,
he said.
I would like to say that Karen traditionally tries to talk my clients out of signing with me. while we are meeting. And of course, you are welcome to back out of the deal or work with me. But
it's not going to hurt my feelings if you back out.
But just please,
we're good. Okay. We're good.
Don't
no matter what happens.
Let Karen influence your decision. Have it be your decision if you decide to work with me or not.
I love the freedom right now. If this was a pond, I have
yes.
a big toe dipped in.
Ooh,
okay, good. That's a great
nice.
Place to start. That's a great
See,
place to
Bubbles,
start.
You're so poetic.
Thank
and
you.
Just the way you speak is very creative. Creative.
Thank you.
You're creative with words, really.
Let's get back to the book. Who do we think a villain could be for Princess Bubbles Sparkleton? What's a suitable villain? Because I'm worried I'll go too dark or violent. So is this going to be like, you know, an evil mother who's trying to stop Bubbles from being happy? That can be, you know, like sort of Snow White-ish.
So I guess, you know, I just thought of a really fun way we can find this.
Mm.
How about, Will, you pitch, and if it gets too dark, I'll reel you back.
Okay, great. So my first thought
don't
for
blow this,
a...
Will, don't blow this. Okay.
No, not a chance. There's not a chance I'm going to blow it.
Okay.
I'm 1,000% confident.
Okay, let's
okay.
go.
First... Okay, the first villain I think for Bubbles Sparkleton, it will be an evil stepmother. Okay, she's been raised by an evil stepmother, and the stepmother is kind of always trying to hold Bubbles down.
Whoa! Whoa! Yeah, we're going to
That's
have,
too dark?
We're
reel
gonna
it
have
back.
To reel,
reel
it back.
It back.
Yes,
reel
but
it back. Okay,
I liked,
great.
I liked
great.
The start of it.
Okay, okay. The start, okay. Hey, that's why we're going through this process. That's great. So,
yeah.
Okay, forget the evil stepmother trying to hold Bubbles
okay.
down. The start was evil, so we'll do an evil
okay.
wizard.
Okay.
There's an evil wizard who lives in the woods.
Okay, wait, this is important. What is his color of his wardrobe? What is his main color?
I have to admit I had not thought of that, but let's decide that the wizard's main color of his wardrobe is blue.
Will, I love it. Let's keep it.
Okay, let me write it down. Evil wizard, his wardrobe color is blue. And this wizard is the enemy. He's basically been exiled from the kingdom because of his past bad behavior.
Mm.
And he blames the family, the Sparkleton family. And he's going to take his revenge by ruining the life of Princess Bubbles Sparkleton.
I like it. I guess
okay.
I'm just wondering if we can maybe add in something furry, like a pet. Does he have a pet? Or
well, you know what he could? Or you, is another choice of furry? Or like, so a pet could be one way to add something furry?
I guess it's just my brain. It's hard to think sometimes. I guess that's
after,
why
hey,
I
you know
came
what?
That, to
that's,
you.
That's what we're here for. So let's add something furry. Let's say he's got a... The wizard has a pet spider. A, you know, something evil and gross.
Oh,
he's the bad guy.
No.
No, okay,
no,
too much.
No,
too,
no, Will.
Good, that's...
A right. spider. They're
good
so,
that we know this?
They're creepy. They're crawly. They've got
they
eight legsies. No, let's
Will,
just...
Will, what are you doing here? What are you doing? A spider?
Totally
clearly too dark. Clearly too dark.
Too dark.
Karen, I forget. Do you know the term brainstorming? Have you heard of that, Karen? Do you know the idea of pitching ideas? Is that something you're familiar with at all?
Yeah. I own a lot of companies. We do a
What's
lot
with
of
with the voice?
Spitballing.
What's with the voice?
What's
with
yeah.
the voice?
We do a lot of spitballing.
Okay, no spider Bubbles. You're absolutely right. Creepy crawlies, legsies, no good.
But you know
the
what,
wizard-
Will? You know what, Will? In my experience, when somebody pitches a shitty idea, we tell them. What are we going to do? Let you just keep having some shitty idea? No. You
wasn't
can do
like
better.
I wasn't arguing hard for
Take
it. I backed
note.
Down immediately.
Take
I backed
a
down
note.
Immediately.
Take a note, Will.
I took it. I took the note like a champ.
Mm. Come on. Let's
How
go.
How about this? No spider. Instead, the wizard has a pet kitty cat.
Oh, I'm in.
Okay. You're in. So... You know, it's got a, you know, it's a little very sassy cat.
Mm.
You know, the wizard is evil. The cat sort of has a
What's
judgmental
the cat's name?
Scowl on its face.
What's the cat's name, Will?
Harriet.
Oh, I was kind of hoping it'd start with an L. I
Just an L. Okay, yeah, sure. It could be an L. How about Lynette? Lynette the cat. And nope, I can see Bubbles. You don't like it.
Well,
it's all right.
Just Lynette's kind of old. Just maybe
Bubbles,
something
totally
a little younger.
We want to please you. It is. Let me tell you, Bubbles, you can dislike every idea I have.
What about
I
Linda?
You.
What about if the cat's named Linda?
Oh, I love it. Oh Linda. God, oh. Okay.
All right.
Karen. Karen.
I know, Bubbles. Look, it's easy. This stuff's easy. This is the easy part. Really. Will just is kind of not great at this. But
okay, well,
this is the
actually
easy
a lot of the ideas I've said have gotten through and then we're doing all right, and you just said one thing and it's good. Okay, so Linda the cat and the you know we need a name for the wizard. We need a name for the evil wizard. So how about and this is on look, if you don't like this
I'm nervous. Will
Bubbles, I promise you, if you don't like it, we will change it.
Oh,
don't be nervous.
Gosh.
I'm just gonna say a name and if you don't like it, and you don't have to think of another one. I'll just say a series of names, Bubbles, and if I get close to one.
No, just one chance.
Just one, okay. All right, then here we go. The name of the evil wizard is Gerardus.
Well, if you look at the pond, I'm ankle deep.
Ooh,
all right.
Bubbles.
She's more in the pond, great. Bubbles, that's great.
Ah.
So the evil wizard Gerardus and his cat Linda, they're going to be the bad guys of this story. They are against Princess Bubbles Sparkleton. Gerardus was exiled from the kingdom, and he's going to ruin Bubbles' life. Okay?
Well, I want to hear about Princess Bubbles, Will. I don't know about you, Bubbles, but I want to hear about Princess Bubbles. Like, what's going on in her life? What is she doing? Why are you focusing so much on the evil aspect of the book?
You're absolutely right. Let's get to Bubbles. So maybe the princess can be based on the real Bubbles. Bubbles, well, what do you do for a living? What's your job?
I guess the thing is, I'm pretty normal.
Okay.
I don't know if what I do is exciting. I dog walk.
Mm-hmm.
Dog sit.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you like dogs? Then Princess Bubbles Sparkleton in the book can have several dogs.
That's the thing. It's a kind of a big leap to make that assumption. I hate dogs. I just do it because it pays good money.
You hate dogs. Okay, yeah. So let's not have Princess Sparkleton have a dog then. How about her job is she makes diamonds.
Is that
good or?
It feels expensive. And I love expensive.
Okay.
Can
That's
it be rubies, emeralds, and what is a blue gem?
Sapphire.
Great. Ruby, emerald, sapphire. Oh my gosh, Will, my mind, it's storming. I think what should happen is I like the idea that she wakes up in a tower and she has to find an emerald, a ruby, and a sapphire gem.
I love it.
To unlock
specific
a door.
Oh,
yeah,
on a quest. This, Bubbles, now you're really...
This is it, Bubbles, yeah.
You're really adding
stuff some hot
here.
Shit.
This has me feeling like I could be a writer.
You could, Bubbles.
Hey, you
it's
could,
easy.
You know?
It's easy.
I wouldn't say it's easy, but
this
I do think that everybody has
point,
creativity.
Okay?
I wouldn't say it's totally easy, but... I do agree that everybody has creativity inside of them, and if this demystifies books for you, I am glad.
Now,
Bubbles.
See,
I
if we're
it's
coming
easy.
Up with stories, I would say you've contributed more than Will has at this point.
Well, we're
in
not
the
keeping score, and this is all just a collaboration, and that's just insane to bring up and to. It's just insane.
But why, Will? Then what? Why does the door need to be open? Is it the door to escape the tower? Why does she have to escape the tower? Why is she in the tower?
Hey,
come
the
up with something. Add something,
true love,
Will.
It's true love. Her true love is behind the door.
Oh.
Her true love has been is captive, and she has to free him.
Mm. Oh, her true love has been taken captive by Gerardus.
Yes, and locked behind this door with a evil curse. And Princess Bubbles has to free her true love. Bubbles, what would you like the gender of your true love to be?
Okay, so I want him to be a man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But right. Just a beautiful, boyish lad who's got a little bit of a dad bod. A little pudge, but no judge. And I want him to have the personality of 50 noblemen, a knight on a horse. I just want him to really have this chivalrous attitude. Does that make sense? Someone you would swipe right on.
What a great way to describe it. Someone
so
you would swipe right on
Bubbles,
is good.
So descriptive. You're great at creative thinking.
I'm really having a crazy moment. Should I become a writer?
Yeah.
You maybe could. It's not totally easy, but I believe you have it. Your cheeks are flushed. I can see that you're working. I can see that you're working at it pretty tough.
Really turning on that brain.
Good for you. Your mind is storming, I would say.
Mm-hmm. So what's his name, Will?
We need a name for the prince. Go ahead, I'll do it. The name of the... Actually, Bubbles, I think... I'm sorry to say this. I think you should come up with the name. Just... I feel like your instincts are going to be right on this.
Okay. I just want to start by saying I've never named a character before.
It's okay. This is going to be great for you.
I'm just
going
to say the first name that comes to my mind.
Go for it.
Dan!
Okay. Wow. Okay, great. Hey, Dan's a great name. Prince Dan.
Did I do it? You did it, Bubbles. Wow.
You go.
My guy, my Dan, man I like is that. Named Dan.
It's strong. Dan the man. Hey, do you think Dan's a prince or what's Dan's deal?
Yeah, is Dan a prince or is Dan
or
just
a
nobleman
like
a
knight?
Or a knight? Or is he like a store owner? Is he like a peasant that the princess is in love with?
Ooh, I like calling into question his status. You know, at first I was imagining a classic knight, a classic prince. But I like the idea of a shopkeeper. A
Ooh.
Shopkeeper of fruit, apples, precisely. That feels...
Okay. A common man.
A common man. A shopkeeper of apples, Dan the Apple Man.
And maybe that's why he has a bit of a dad bod. Because he's
eating?
A shopkeeper.
He's a shopkeeper.
He's a little sedentary. He's just kind of on his feet and stuff.
Love this.
You're doing great, Bubbles. You are doing good.
Thank you.
Bubbles, you're doing aces. A+, Bubbles. Bubbles, I notice your room has what I would say a lot of pillows. Would you feel like that's a fair way to describe your room that you're in right now?
Well, that depends. How many pillows do you think is normal?
Well, I didn't mean to say normal or weird. I'm just saying you have a lot of pillows. It could be normal to have a lot of pillows. And I'm counting sort of upwards of 40 to 50 pillows, at least in view of the screen.
Well, sure. So I guess I just asked because if you say a lot of pillows is 3, then yes, I have a lot of pillows, according to you. I guess when I get home from a long day, what's the one thing you want to do the most? Jump in your bed.
Okay.
And so I have 40 pillows, and here's the thing. You just open the door, and you gotta fall forward, climb your way through.
Mm. It's almost like a ball pit. It's almost like just a pit of pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what if Dan, the room that he's stuck in, is a room of pillows?
Ooh, and that makes it so when you open the door, you want to stay in there.
Yeah.
It's trapped him. It's trapped him like a poppy field.
He's not sure if he wants to leave. He's not sure if he wants to leave
he's
with Princess
so
Bubbles.
Comfortable.
It calls into question their love.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Is their love enough for him to leave the pillow room? That's why the wizard Gerardus set the perfect trap.
Okay. I have a pitch. What if she goes down there and he chooses the room over her, but the thing she really found was herself, and she decided she didn't need him anymore.
Bubbles.
Whoa.
You know how to pitch. You know how to pitch. Now that is a pitch, Will. That is a pitch.
I just deleted all my dog walking apps.
Oh, Bubbles, that might be a little rash.
I also just texted my top client and said no more.
Okay,
good for you. You're taking a stand.
I like your spirit.
Change your life.
Thank you.
Immediately.
I like your spirit, but it just seems Like that's a rough move. And
see, now this is exciting because this is just going to be the first book, Bubbles, and this is just an introduction into Princess Bubbles, and this is kind of like her origin story. Okay,
I love yes.
And so then now we're going to see her and where this takes her, this independence, you know, this newfound independence. You know, what is she going to do with that? Where does she go? Does she travel to a far off land? Maybe she gets in a ship, goes somewhere in another book.
It's getting hard.
You can do this, Bubbles.
Oh, my gosh.
You can do this.
Okay. A ship. She might travel in book two.
You can do it.
I just passed out. I just passed out.
I saw that.
You did. I just saw you
that.
Fall back and you came that. And you sprung right back up.
Thank God for those pillows. Thank God.
I know this is crazy early, Karen, but I think we have enough for us to go have our consultation.
Okay. Well, Will is afraid you're going to turn him down, Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Okay,
Bubbles.
So you better end on a high note here, Will. You better try and sell yourself a little bit here.
Bubbles, we're going to make this book fun and dreamy and soft and lively, and it's going to be the world of your dreams. I promise you 100%. You are going to love this book. And we're going to set you up to write a series of books, and if you do it right, you'll never have to walk another dog again.
Wow. Sounds like
it might have been rash to quit right now everything,
If I've learned anything from Karen, it's to jump, to leap, and learn how to grow your wings on the way down.
Is that something you've said before? That feels like a saying that you've said before.
Me? Me?
No, Bubbles.
Oh,
me? No, I read it on a bumper sticker on Karen's car.
That's a bumper sticker on your car.
On my
Karen?
Tesla, yeah. Hey, Bubbles, now I know you were dipping your toe in the pond and then you were ankle deep in the pond. I want you to cannonball into that pond.
Karen! Okay?
That's what I want for you. I want you to just take a cannonball into that pond.
Okay.
Just jump. Just jump, Bubbles.
I'll tell you this much. I got my ankle out and I am running to the dock.
Good.
I don't know if I'll jump, but I'm running to the dock.
Good. I like it.
Okay. So, Bubbles, if it's all right, we will call you tomorrow this time. Just with a couple of follow-up questions. And if you don't mind, you can help us answer a couple emails. And we'll get going on this book.
Perfect. Good luck.
Thank you, Bubbles. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hello. If you're enjoying I Will Write Your Book, please do that thing that every podcast asks you to do and go and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. It makes a huge difference to us getting to new audience members. Also, if you have ever heard of social media, there's I Will Write Your Book on Instagram and I Will Write Your on Twitter, which features photos of our guests. And sometimes we get fun fan art that mocks up the covers of these books that we are talking about on these episodes. And it's really fun. So I hope you get a chance to check those out. And thanks so much for listening. Cassette tape 22. This is a meeting with myself and Karen Donahue. Karen, good to see you. Gosh, you smell great.
It's the soaps. It's the soap factory.
It's a whole factory.
Yeah.
Is it around here?
Yeah, it's right around the corner. It's this warehouse. Right around the corner. This warehouse. Wow. Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
I mean, I was just making a bar or two, giving it to friends, you know, thoughtful gift.
And then it just took off?
It just took off.
Oh, that's incredible.
But we're waiting here because I'm selling this tricycle. It's nothing but headaches. Some guy's going to buy it for $42,000, so.
Well, we are having the opposite experience. I had to shut down my Etsy store this morning.
You had an Etsy store?
Yeah, I had this Etsy store. I was trying to carve beer coasters. But nothing sold, and Etsy sent me an email that I had to shut it down because of inactivity.
Yeah, they'll do that. Yeah. Well,
they don't like failures on Etsy.
Right. Well, not a lot of people do. Well, I'm going to give you a little advice, okay?
Okay, sure.
You said beer coasters. Now, coasters can be used for any beverage. You didn't need to specifically say beer. Just like with your podcast, Will, you're just only one hardcore fans. You need to open it up.
I know what I'm picturing. And these coasters are meant for beer only, Karen. I don't need some Philistine pieces of shit using my coasters for their mugs or for their plastic cups.
Well,
you know, or
I'm
going to
give you
valueless.
I'm going to give you a little insight into you. Okay.
Ooh, great. Love it.
You set yourself up. You set yourself up for failure so that when you fail, you have an excuse.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh my, holy shit. Are you right?
You set yourself up for failure with the coasters. You're setting yourself up for failure with this podcast.
Myself.
Yes. Yes.
Set myself up for failure.
If
holy
you just called
shit.
Them coasters, people would be like, not everybody
just
drinks
call
beer.
Them coasters.
Just call them
yeah.
coasters.
I'm building in the seeds of my own destruction so that I don't have to get hurt. Karen.
You're welcome.
You figured me out.
Well, I figured
I'm 100%
out.
Better, Karen.
A long
holy
time ago.
Shit.
I figured
give
it
me
out
a kiss.
Long time ago.
Give me a kiss.
Again.
Come here. Give
really?
Me a kiss. Number two.
All right.
Kiss number two.
All right.
Come on in.
I want a little tongue this time.
Hold on. I don't want to do it now.
You know, you're scared? I want a little tongue.
Yeah, no, I am.
Just
I am.
A little bit.
I
just
am
a little bit.
Feel,
it doesn't
no,
have
no,
to be.
Never mind.
Just a
that
little.
That was crazy of me to say. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Here you go. All right. There we go. Not so bad.
I guess you had barbecue for lunch.
Yeah, I did. All right. I'll see you tomorrow when we talk to Bubbles.
Wait a minute, Will. I just want to tell you. You're blowing
more?
This with Bubbles too.
Nah, Bubbles is going great. Bubbles, no,
Bubbles,
are you kidding me?
You're giving Bubbles too much initiative. So Bubbles is going to
I am.
Take, yes, you are.
Karen,
Bubbles
you're telling her to be
this.
A writer. Karen, every time Bubbles opens her mouth, you're telling her ideas are perfect and you take a big old stinky shit on my ideas.
Because,
Karen,
Will,
every time I open
you're
my
saying,
mouth, you dump a
what
wet
do you
pile
think,
of
Bubbles?
Shit.
What do you think, Bubbles? What do you
well,
think?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out what the client thinks. Holy ass.
You
are
need
you
to
nuts?
Come in with pitches. You need to come in with ideas.
I pitched everything. I pitched everything.
Not really.
I pitched the villain, the kingdom, the
you
the,
didn't do great.
You know, yes, I did.
Oh,
yes, I did.
Well, this guy's
I can't
here.
Believe
the
I
guy's here.
You
the
twice.
Guy's here. Make yourself scarce, okay?
What do you mean, make myself scarce? What am I going to
beat
do?
It?
Embarrassed to see?
Yes, you you're going to beat it. I don't need you to blow this deal for me.
What deal? What are you doing?
You look. You reek of desperation. Okay, I don't need the money. I know you're going to blow.
I'm
it
a sweaty,
me.
Desperate man.
Beat it. Get
goodbye.
Gone.
Goodbye.
Get,
goodbye.
Get.
Goodbye. All right, cassette tape 23. This is a meeting with Karen Donahue and Bubbles Sparkleton. Bubbles, are you there?
I'm here. One second. I like to order the pink frappuccino. Did you guys? Well, no, I can't get you. We're not going to meet.
We're not going to physically meet.
And a little salted hot chocolate. How much? How much? Wow, prices have... gone up. Okay, I'm back.
Are you? You're at a restaurant right now.
Starbucks
right?
drive-through. Starbucks drive-through. Highland and Melrose.
Ooh.
Okay, great. Just let us know if you need to step away and take care of that.
I like
so.
That one. It was like an old gas station or something.
Yes, I'll be honest. I don't know if they're open. I don't know if it's closed.
You're at the drive-through. We'll just see if it
the
works.
The drive-through was lit up, so we'll see.
I bet you it's open. I bet you it's open. It's gonna go great. Bubbles, I just want to say I'm really excited about your book. I hope you are doing all right with your dog walking. I hope you're able to get those jobs back. Because it is going to take a little time for this to actually make money for you. And
yeah, I noticed that. I may have preemptively deleted some apps I shouldn't have. But now the way I think about it is I think I've jumped.
You've jumped, Bubbles.
You have jumped. Yeah, that's
You've
true.
Jumped.
You have jumped.
You've jumped.
Bubbles.
No one can change your life but you, Bubbles.
No one
can do it but you.
Karen, I wish I could just keep you in my closet and open it up whenever I needed some positive reinforcement. You're so great, Karen.
You know what? You gotta come skiing. You're staying with me. You're staying with me.
I will hold you to that in your chalet, in your chateau.
Pretty close.
Chavez.
We're going to have a
Very
great
close.
Time. We're going to have a great time. You're going to love it.
I think the only thing we have left to decide is a working title for this book.
Sure.
So
then we'll be able to start work on it.
Are you expecting Bubbles to come up with this idea?
I like to work with the client, which I just want to point out is not crazy. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it's very reasonable. So Bubbles, I'll pitch a title.
Okay.
And you basically tell me good or bad.
Okay. I'll tell you if it's the one I'm thinking in my head.
Okay. I mean, you could just tell me you're a guesser, or do you want me to try to guess?
Guess it, Will. Guess it. Okay. Do you want this job or not? Guess it.
I want it. I want it.
I feel like if you're a real writer, if I've learned anything from this process, if you're a real writer, you're going to know what I'm thinking because I am now a real writer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess that's really not fair at all, but that's fine. I will be happy to guess this title. I'm happy to pick the title and have it be the one that's in your
head. I'm excited.
Me too.
Pillows or Love? The Princess Bubbles Saga.
Warm.
Okay, that's very frustrating. Warm, okay. So let me just adjust it a little bit. All right. The Kingdom of Pillows. A Princess Sparkleton Saga.
Warmer.
Nothing to say.
Warmer. Okay. Warmer. All right.
My Kingdom for a Pillow.
Cold.
Okay.
Cold.
Okay. Cold. Very good. It's not that different. Okay. Okay. All right. Pillows. I love them.
Will.
Said Princess.
Sorry, I just had to stop that.
That's okay.
That one, and I just want to say, Karen told me to speak my mind more in these meetings.
I want you to speak your mind too.
That one felt a little like you were phoning it in.
Yes. Okay. Me too. I thought
that's
so.
That's good
too,
for me.
Will.
That's good for me to know that. Bubbles, I appreciate you being honest with me. Always be honest with me, Bubbles.
Yes.
Promise me. Promise me you'll be honest.
Always. Will, always.
Okay. The okay.
Baby.
The pillow.
Stop.
Room.
Let's
the pillow. The
die.
Pillow. That's it. The pillow.
Will, you are volcanic. It is right. That's it, Will.
The pillow.
You got it. That's what
the
I
pillow.
Was thinking.
Okay, the pillow. Great.
Good job, Will. You did
simple.
Something right
thank
for
you,
once.
Karen. Thank you. And thank you, Bubbles. So that'll be a working title. I'll get that book to you in 6 months.
6 months?
That's how long it takes. Okay, so can you help us answer some email, Bubbles? Would you mind?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. So these are emails we've gotten. If you want to send us an email, by the way, before I read these, send us an email to book@willhines.net.
I'll send one.
I think
it's going to read.
Well.
It's going to
book@willhines.net. And any question from hardcore fans of the publishing industry about the publishing industry?
Bubbles, are you seeing anyone right now?
No. Do you have someone?
I might.
Who?
I mean, you're really into a dad bod, right?
I love
floppy,
a dad.
Floppy, floppy,
floppy.
Floppy
jalopy.
Floppy jalopy. How do you feel about hair?
Oh, hair's fun. You know, he's okay. He's, for you, Karen, I'll give him a chance. He's a little, you know.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about Harry. You think I'm talking about Harry?
Oh, he's not Harry?
No. Hair on his head.
Ow!
Harry, like Prince Harry? Is that who you thought
no.
she meant?
No, it's a mutual. He's a snowboarder.
He's a snowboarder. Yeah. He's really cool.
Oh, okay.
He's really cool.
But that's not who you meant.
I guess, yeah. My follow-up would just be, is he bald but wears a hat or bald but wears it with confidence?
Bald, neither. I would say bald lets it all hang out, doesn't know what to do about it.
Yeah. I like that. Is he fun? Is he fun?
No.
Okay. tell him yes, and tell him to pick the place.
Okay, I'll set it up.
Okay.
I'll set it up.
Well, glad to see that happen. All right, Bubbles
Will,
and
can I just
Karen.
Ask, 6 months. I just wanted is it six months?
How long were you looking? How long were you? When did you? What time frame were you thinking?
I guess I just. I have a meeting. It's like I have a meeting with my parents next week, and I just thought I could whip it out then. Might be too soon.
Absolutely no way we could have it done in a week.
Okay. You can't. You don't have anything going on.
Writing a whole book in a week is this. We say this almost every time. I can't write a book in a week. How about a month for a draft?
I just, I took it upon myself while we were waiting. I took my 4x6 journal and I wrote like 5 pages. I just tried and I got like 5 pages. So I just was like, maybe you could get something done faster, but it's fine. A month, I'll do it. I'll do it. But I'm not happy.
Just filling a page with words is not the same as writing a finished draft of a layered story.
You sound like an asshole right now. Jesus.
Bubbles, will you excuse me for one moment while I just have a little private meeting with Karen?
Of course.
Karen. Shove it up your asshole.
How do you turn on this mute thing?
Shove it up your asshole, what you're saying right now. Karen.
Well.
Jesus.
Bubbles can hear you. You didn't.
What?
Bubbles can
just
hear you.
Just trying to figure out how to mute. Where is that mute button?
Bubbles, I'm sorry.
You don't understand how to work this at all.
I'm sorry you had to hear me say asshole to Karen. I apologize.
Bubbles, I feel like I need to be up front with you. The person I was going to set you up with is Will, so you can...
What? It was? I had no idea.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't.
Oh,
I don't think we're a good pair. Thank you so much, Karen, for thinking of that.
I appreciate it, Karen. I guess I just realistically... And Will, you can tell me. I feel like maybe we're... A little friction. Do I detect a little friction?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bubbles. We don't have the same energy.
We don't.
Opposites attract, Will. You're already. This is what you're doing. You're defeating yourself. You're ruining your life before it's ruined. Okay?
I'm sure about this one, but I'm just sure. I'm sure that Bubbles feels the same way. Hey, no disrespect.
You know, I would say yes if you could guess the restaurant I think we should go on for our first date.
I think you should take a chance here, Will, because Bubbles,
just for fun, I'll take
something.
A guess.
Bubbles is a lot of fun. Bubbles is a lot of
fun. Hey, I agree. Bubbles is really fun. Bubbles, you're just a delight. You're just
thank you.
But okay, what restaurant? How about? How about a Le Monde? The French restaurant there in Burbank.
Okay, so that is pretty temperate. Just it's temperate
in terms of how good the guess was.
No. Just in terms of what I was thinking. It's not warm, but it's not cold. And here's the thing: I'll just give you one more chance. And listen, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
It's not meant to be. There's no point in getting stressed about it. How about?
I think it's gonna be a no, no matter what. I don't think I can do this. I don't.
Okay.
Will,
yeah, that's
I'm
totally.
Sorry.
Hey, no, it's totally
guess,
fine.
Guess. Will guess.
The Alamo.
No.
I don't even. I'm not sure it's a
you
restaurant.
You blew it. You blew it.
Okay. All
you
right. It's not meant to be. It's not meant to be.
You blew it. You blew it.
It's not meant to be. I apologize
Bubbles,
to you, Bubbles, and to you, Karen, and to everybody.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Also, too, I just want to say the problem is Will is in love with me. And
that's not
that's
true.
Why he can't really,
good heavens.
I
can't really
felt some tension.
Yeah.
It's really not true.
He's infatuated
it's
by
really
me.
It's really not true. I sometimes do get fixated on getting your approval, but I think that's a far cry from
he
romantic.
He begged me
love.
For a kiss yesterday, and we did
I
kiss.
I was just feeling happy
we
about
did kiss
having...
With a tongue. With a tongue. We did kiss
at her
Bubbles.
Insistence.
Oh, yeah. Wow. How was it?
It was all right.
Not great. No.
Wow. You didn't say that yesterday.
Not
my gosh.
Good. Not good. I'm not going to say that to your face, Will, but I'll say it on here.
Well, this is worse. It's worse to say it on here. I'd rather you just say it to my
face.
That's
your opinion. That's your opinion. You were so high from my tongue.
Here's the first email.
Oh, great.
Hello, Will and Karen. My name is Hunter, he, him, his, and I love the show. My partner works at a library, and she's volunteered me to judge her library's poetry contest. While I am a fan of poetry and the publishing industry, I am not an expert, and I don't know how to judge poems. I want to do a good job, so I'm turning to you for advice. How do I judge the poems? What criteria can I use to judge them? What makes one poem better than another? Any help would be appreciated. Best, Hunter. This is like almost a real question. This is great. Poetry is tough to come up with a parameter of what makes a good poem. There's so many different ways a poem can be good. I guess I would say, is it impactful? Does it provoke feelings? That's a pretty good measure.
I'd say, does it rhyme?
Okay, that's kind of an elementary way to look
at it. If it doesn't rhyme, I don't care.
Okay, that's...
Make it rhyming rhyme, is, or I don't care. Okay. You have rhyming to make is, it rhyme, or I'm going to leave.
Okay, it's not a poem if it doesn't rhyme, Will. It's not a poem. Then it's not called a poem.
Absolutely not true. There's lots of ways for a poem to be good. Rhyming is not the only one.
No, no. Then it's just like a series of words on a page that are like spaced weird.
Be honest with me, Will. What's more interesting? Okay. I took a walk in the woods, and there I saw a tree. It turned into a stump. Oh, no. Or I went into the woods. I looked upon a tree. It turned into a stump. OMG. Which one is more interesting to you?
The second one was more interesting to me.
Right?
Because there's rhyming involved.
Because there's a rhyme. It's tree and G. Okay. And you stayed.
It's a bit of an unfair example. I mean, I think there's tons of poems that are powerful and evocative that don't rhyme.
And do you know what? I mean, do you remember any? I would love to hear a good one that's not rhymey, so I can decide.
It's hard for me to just think of a great. Here, I'll just Google
all the
beautiful.
All the greats rhyme. All the greats
that's
rhyme.
Not true.
Give me a little verse. Just give me like one verse.
All right. How about good heavens. How about this? I don't know. I'm Googling beautiful short poems. I can't believe I'm doing this because I just can't think of any. Got these all rhymed. Everyone I'm looking at rhymes.
For all of your pretentiousness and bullshit, you can't even fucking... you can't even
Everything,
think of
everyone I'm looking at here rhymes. That's really frustrating to me.
Everyone rhymes. The best poems of all time rhyme.
The best poems
You
do.
Google the best poems and they all
There's
rhyme.
There's gotta be.
Case in point, Will, just accept that rhyming is a part of poetry, and that's what makes a poem good or not, is if it rhymes. All the greats rhyme. That's the whole point of a poem, is to rhyme.
I'm gonna find just one good poem, and then we will move on here. God, these are all pieces of shit. All right, here we go. Oh yeah, "Song of Myself," the Walt Whitman poem. It doesn't rhyme, and it's beautiful. I celebrate myself and sing myself, and what I assume, you shall assume. For every atom belonging to me, as good belongs to you. I think that's really pretty.
That rhymes.
Huh?
It rhymes.
Where does it rhyme?
And he's also using the same word to rhyme with it.
For what I assume, you shall assume? No.
Yes.
I feel like you could even...
I assume, you shall assume. It's rhyming. Oh, it's just rhyming with the same word.
Insanely frustrating.
That rhymes.
Insanely frustrating.
Also, in my head, if you just switch around some stuff, I celebrate myself to throw a little party. The atoms in my cells are really hearty. They like to drink and they like to party. Hey, did I mention my atoms like to party? I just feel like that's way more fun.
I guess so.
That is bubbles. That's better.
I guess it's
better.
Fun.
That is better.
Who's Walt Whitman? He's so silly.
I think it's the, you know, those Whitman samplers. It's like the chocolate guy.
No, it's not that guy. Here's the next email. Comrade Hines, I am honored to report that I have graduated from being merely a hardcore fan of the publishing industry to a militant one. I am recruiting an elite squadron of publishing industry fans and swearing ourselves to your service. Boy, we understand that this is a dangerous mission and could result in casualties. However, if we die, we now know we shall rise again, like you, and do battle from the ethereal plane. Bless you, Ghost Captain. Okay, so this is another sort of common mistake in the people who send us emails where they assume that because I'm a ghost author, I am a ghost. And that is not true. I'm not dead. Many of our emails say this, but I just got to reiterate again. Ghost author is sort of a metaphorical term for somebody who writes books and their name doesn't go on the cover. When I write Bubbles' book, it'll be by Bubbles Sparkleton, not by Will Hines, because I'll be a ghost in that process.
You're starting a movement, Will. You're starting a movement because people think that you have come back from the dead. You know?
I am alive. And I'll say it, and I'll sing it from the rooftops. And that
If you were alive, Will, does it make sense that you would be on a call with me and Bubbles?
It sounded like you were going into a poem.
Bubbles Sparkleton. You think that you and Bubbles Sparkleton and I would all be on a call talking about making a book? If you were alive, you think that's what would happen?
Though some think I am dead, I insist that I'm alive. I'm alive while I work my job from 9 until the hour of 5.
Oh, I didn't think he was going to pull out a rhyme, but then he did.
I am so impressed, Will.
Thank you, Bubbles.
How did you feel? Did you think it was better?
I did.
I love that.
Rhyming is better. Yeah. Okay. Poems got to rhyme.
There we go.
Bubbles, thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to get this book to you in less than a month.
Hold on 1 second. My order's coming through.
Finally. Wow.
That was a long time. They're really taking their time at this Starbucks.
Wow, this pink frappuccino is very warm and liquidy and not cold at all. Thank you guys so much for having me. This has been a very eye-opening week for me.
Was it?
Good.
Good, Bubbles. That's great.
And
hey, jump in, Bubbles. Jump in.
Karen, this has been a pleasure, and thank you. And please have me up in that Chateau.
Of course.
Bye, everybody.
Always welcome.
Bye.
All right, everyone. That's another episode of I Will Write Your Book. Thanks for listening. My name's Will Hines. I played the character of Will Hines. And hey, you know, I'd like to plug my friend Joel Spence and I made a band called Wayne and Rodney, and we made an album called To the Victor Go the Spoils. And the first track is I Will Write Your Book, which was initially the little snippet of music that plays at the beginning of this podcast and at the end. But Joel expanded it into a full song. So I guess I want to plug that album so you can hear the full theme song of this podcast. The song's called I Will Write Your Book, so I want to plug that. Pam Murphy
played Karen Donahue as per usual. Murphy, please, on Twitter and Instagram, always tweeting, always gramming. And hey, you know what? If you like this podcast, or recommend it to your friends.
Hey, everyone. I'm Ryan Burton. I played Bubble Sparkleton. I'm always tweeting and I'm not always tweeting. I'm actually just getting into Twitter. I'm feeling so confident. I got 5 likes on my tweet this weekend, and I feel like a rock star. Yeah, you could find me at Rybrator, RRYBRATOR. And what do the kids say? Keep an eye on this space.
Where can they find your videos? You've made some terrific videos.
Thank you, Will. All my stuff is pretty much, I'm very active on Instagram, so all my shorts and stuff.
And do you wish to plug that for the public consumption?
Rybrator, RRYBATOR, across all platforms.
Great. Nice. Well, I highly recommend those videos. They're terrific. And Ryan is a hilarious improviser. And if we ever do stuff on stages again, you'd be delighted to see him perform. Pam, you're not so bad yourself either. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. We'll see you next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, listeners of I Will Write Your Book.
Are you ready for a creepy promo?
My name is Muriel, and I love true crime.
I'm Nick, and I am not a fan of true crime.
Every week on our new podcast, Muriel's Murders, I handpick a real-life crime story that I think will blow Nick's mind.
Muriel is really enthusiastic about researching and telling me these stories, and boy, they are a lot.
Some of them are famous. Some of them are weirdly under the radar, but all of them contain crime, violence, and murder from across history and around the globe. How does that make you feel, Nikki?
Nervous.
Are you ready to hear a story?
No.
Too bad. Here comes Muriel's Murders.
So join us every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts, and check out the original Muriel's Murders animations on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok at Muriel's Murders.
Campfire.